This is KNKX. Dick Stein freely admits that sometimes his mind has a mind of its own. Recently, that other mind took over while he browsed fancy food online. Stein tells food commentator Nancy Leeson all about it on today's Food for Thought.
Nancy, no, you're never going to let me live this one down.
What is it this time?
I ordered a bunch of fancy stuff.
Fancy food stuff.
Yeah, right.
You're not a fancy guy, and I know you roll your eyes at me all the time, so what did you get?
I got a bottle of this fancy olive oil and a gram of genuine Spanish saffron from Spain. I was just browsing around, and I just thought, well, this will be a good idea. Let's order pricey self-indulgent food stuff.
Okay, mister. Who are you, and what have you done with Stein?
It gets even worse.
What else did you get?
I got a jar of fennel pollen.
Of fennel pollen?
Fennel pollen,
okay,
yeah.
All right. Stop right here before you even tell me what you're going to do with this stuff. And tell me, what made you do this? I know this is against your better nature.
I think it was the dangerous combination of being bored, being online, and having a couple of extra bucks at the end of the month. You know, I only buy American olive oil, California olive oil, because a long time ago I read that there's problems, you know, with adulteration of foreign olive oils. I mean, I don't even know if that's really true. But in the States, they really are very stringent, you know, in making sure that everything is what it claims to be. So I just usually get this Trader Joe's California olive oil, and it's fine. But I saw this stuff, and it looked fancy, and I thought, well, I'll try it.
I have long been a big fan of lots of different kinds of olive oils. And I have everything from the cheap stuff I buy at Costco to expensive, relatively speaking, olive oils I buy at specialty stores. And in particular, I'm a huge fan of the McAvoy Ranch out of West Marin, the California olive oil. And I've been on that ranch, and I think in part smelling those olives growing right there and watching them stone grind it there on the premise made me love it. But it was the flavor that I really love.
Well, this stuff is from a California ranch, too. It's from the Katz Ranch. I just ran across their website browsing around. And they're in the Napa Valley, and they sell olive oil, and that's where I got that, and the Spanish saffron, and the pollen. I tried the olive oil. It was quite a difference. It was kind of a peppery flavor.
I want to know about the fennel pollen.
Who knows what I was thinking? But when I opened that jar and I took a sniff, it really smelled wonderful. It was this really strong fennel.
When you did that, did you use those new paper straws as opposed to the plastic straws that are now illegal?
No, I just laid my snout right over the opening in the jar. This was a big thing, right, Nancy, for a while?
Right. There was a time when I couldn't go into any little bistro and not have fennel pollen strewn all over whatever it was they were serving me.
Yeah, so. Usually I'm 5 years behind the times.
And the saffron, Stein?
It was La Mancha Select. And it was the strongest saffron aroma I've ever smelled. You sent me this Cyrus saffron. Now, tell me a little bit about that.
I was in Pike Place Market, and they had a table there. They grow saffron, Lake Chelan in eastern Washington, and in the last year or so, selling it right in Pike Place Market. When I was taking a cooking class from the Iranian cooking instructor Najmeh Batmanglid, she suggests you should grind your saffron in a mortar and pestle, something I've always done, and then bloom it in some hot water, adding a little bit of rose water or orange water, both of which are available at supermarkets all over the place.
And you've got another interesting trick when you grind that saffron.
My old Iranian boyfriend taught me this one. Take a pinch of sugar and put it in the mortar and pestle before grinding threads. Just allows it to grind a little finer.
The sugar acts as an abrasive, just like salt with garlic. Great tip. One last question, Nance. Do you think that Popeye's chicken is fried in olive oil? Don't answer now. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
I'm just mad about saffron.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Quite right, Slim.
Stein.